Trump's VP pick, who brings the most value? Commentary. Recent hints and anticipation have been stimulating voters about who former President Donald Trump will pick as his running mate. It's obviously a big decision with lots of speculation, but potential picks like Senator Marco Rubio have said the vice presidential choice with Donald Trump is going to be made by one person, and that's Donald Trump. Word of mouth can provide a lot of insight and is seldom surprising in the end, but how do we know former President Trump hasn't already made up his mind? At the recent New Jersey rally in Wildwood, he said of the 33rd governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, "You won't find anybody better than this gentleman in terms of his knowledge of, you know, he made his money in technology, but he probably knows more about energy than anybody I know. So, get ready for something, okay? Just get ready." But Doug Burgum has been incredible. Governor Burgum joined former President Trump on board the Boeing 757 dubbed Trump Force One, so there is some gesture of character approval for Mr. Burgum as he is part of Trump's inner circle. The governor said that getting to work with the former president was like having a beautiful breeze at your back. A recent New York Times/Siena College poll shows former President Trump leading astoundingly in Nevada by 13 points, Georgia 10 points, Arizona 7 points, Pennsylvania 3 points, and Wisconsin 2 points. CNN reports the Trump coalition is changing and becoming more diverse, with non-white supporters growing a total of 6% in 4 years. So who out of former President Trump's potential VP picks could bring even more minority votes to the table? Names like Senator Tim Scott, Mr. Rubio, Ben Carson, Representative Byron Donalds, and Mr. Ramaswamy may come to mind. Other popular names are Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Tucker Carlson, Senator J.D. Vance, and women such as Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Carrie Lake, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Unfortunately for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, the opportunity for her is closed as Trump posted on Truth Social on May 11th. "Nikki Haley is not under consideration for the VP slot, but I wish her well." Another female contestant is one who is well known for her military background and senatorial experience, the former Democrat Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. Ms. Gabbard has recently switched her party affiliation, aligning as an independent, yet apparently she has become a popular figure for Republicans. In a recent Harvard Caps/Harris poll, Mr. DeSantis and Mr. Ramaswamy topped the list of most popular VP picks for former President Trump among Republican voters, with 23% and 13% support respectively. Mr. Scott was at 12%, while Ms. Gabbard had 8% support. Mr. Burgum garnered 2%. Many of former President Trump's supporters have recently traveled to support him in New York during his trial, including Governor Burgum, House Speaker Mike Johnson, and Mr. Donalds. "I can see an instance where former President Trump uses somebody like Mr. Burgum, not as well known but a loyal supporter, as his vice president pick. This could allow for more of the spotlight to remain on the main candidate, President Donald Trump. Who you think should be former President Trump's VP?"